This is Kate from ConversationsWithKate.net, inviting you to improve your listening comprehension by listening to my conversations with guests from all over the world. I created this podcast for English language learners who want to feel comfortable in English conversations for business, travel, or pleasure. By listening to real conversations between me and a native or non-native English speaker, you will improve your understanding of different English accents, connected speech, and you'll learn interesting things about people, language, and travel along the way. My goal is to connect cultures through conversation. We'll improve understanding of our world and each other. Thank you for joining us. This is episode number 53, the third and final part of my conversation with Caroline Oxford. Caroline and I met last October while walking on the Camino Portugués, one of the pilgrimage routes to Santiago, Spain. In this episode, we talk about connecting with other pilgrims on the Camino and connecting with oneself. Caroline also asks me a question about my own experience of arriving at the Cathedral Plaza in Santiago, the culmination of everyone's Camino experience.
For me, one of the things I really reflected on was the people I was meeting and what they were reflecting back to me. Mm-hmm. And each day I met someone who was reflecting back a significant part of my life or an event that had happened in my life. And it was really interesting to see that where, you know, one of the first days I was walking with a young, she was, you know, I'm obviously in my 40s now, and she was maybe her mid-20s or so, and I was reliving some of those things that you think and do as a young 20-year-old and thinking, oh, my gosh, that's me, you know, and just seeing those things reflected back to you at different stages in your, of your life. It was really interesting from these people that you were walking with. And then I got near the end, and it was really interesting. I got to the point second to last day, and I was like, "Well, I'm nearly up to where I am now in life. What? Goodness, how am I going to meet tomorrow?" And then it dawned on me, I'm not going to meet anyone, and I didn't. I ended up walking by myself that day. It was like, gosh, this will sound really unusual, but it was like I'd caught up and met me. It was really interesting.
That's very interesting. You don't normally have, you know, personal or deep conversations with strangers, but it seems on the Camino, it happened much more frequently.
Oh, yes, for sure. You do. You do. It's a whole different level, isn't it, of connection there. And you know what I found refreshing too, and I always do when I walk the Camino, is that, you know, you see all this turbulence and this rubbish going on in the world and you know, all these horrific things going on. But then you can see all these people in this one place in Camino who have travelled from all over the world, and none of that exists. You know, I met a young Israeli guy who was walking, and he was very young, so I think I managed to keep up with him for about 30 minutes, and that was about it. He was going supersonic speed. But he was fascinating, you know, and he was talking about how people perceive him, how people are sometimes scared of him, you know, and all these things. And when you strip it all back, we're just all people. We're just all people, you know, and it's quite refreshing to realise that the world isn't as chaotic as sometimes it's portrayed in the media, you know.
I totally agree. That was probably the most significant thing for me, is just to be with all of these people from around the world. Well, and it's actually what motivates me in my work every day, doing these podcasts or teaching English as a foreign language, to be able to connect with people in other parts of the world and, you know, have international friendships and develop trust and caring for people.
If we could just get all the world leaders to walk the Camino for just 1 week, I think half our problems would be over at least. You know, it's that special. You know, you just see people and things in such a different light. You know, well, I have a question for you, Kate.
Okay,
if that's okay. I just wonder, how did you feel when you walked into into the piazza.
I think the overwhelming feeling for me was gratitude, you know, that I hadn't had an injury, that I had made it.
Yeah.
And I had made it according to my plan in the time I had said I was going to do. I had met all these wonderful people. I had this fantastic experience. I had my preparations had been definitely adequate. You know, I'd been lucky even, I think, with some of the things that I had planned and what I had chosen to bring with me and not bring with me. And the only injury I had, which I didn't even realize at that point, was I lost one toenail. And so I think probably that night or a couple of days later, I saw that two toenails were kind of turning dark. And one never fell off, and the other one fell off, and it's already grown back, you know? And so how wonderful is that, you know? Because I saw people who were, you know, bandaging their feet and walking, limping, you know? And I had met a young man earlier who said, you know, he only lasted 2 days and then he quit. And so it was this feeling of gratitude that, wow, I did this. And my
age,
not that I'm that old, but, you know, I'm 20 years older than you are. So it was, wow, this thing that I have been wanting to do for 10 years, I actually did it. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. It's an amazing thing to look back on, you know, and you're quite right. It's that gratitude for having been able to make it and having done it in one piece, you know, and you're right, there are a lot of injuries often. You know, my first Camino, I walked with a horrific blister on my heel, which in the end, I was lucky. The place I stayed had an ex-military guy was looking after it, and he attacked the blister and fixed it pretty quick. And I did have a fair few blisters, but I was very proactive with those, And so I was, yeah, I was lucky. It was nothing. Well, I would consider nothing really, you know.
Yeah, I probably had one blister. I remember one Spanish woman who was speaking English to me. She said, "Blisters are my sisters." On the Camino. That's the only problem you have. I think, you know, you are quite lucky.
Yes, exactly.
If you were to do it again, would you do anything differently based on what you've learned now after two Caminos?
Would I do anything differently? Nope, I don't think I would, to be honest. Mm-hmm. The only thing that I did slightly differently, so let's compare the two Caminos and what I did differently. The first one, I had a little bit of a too heavy pack. You know, as you do, you think, oh, I need this stuff and that'll be handy and it'll get lighter because I'll use it up. Well, really, you don't need several different T-shirts and you just get used to what you have. The first Camino, I didn't walk with any sticks or anything like that. The second Camino, I decided I was going to, because someone I had met here in Melbourne had offered me. She said, "Oh, just take my walking poles with you. Give it a go. See what you find." And to be honest, they were a lifesaver in certain parts. There was some very hot days up some very steep hills, and just being able to save your legs a little bit was a good thing. But I don't know. Other than that, and it's more gear and what I was carrying, you know, I definitely went a lot lighter on the second trip I did. And investing, you know, sometimes I go, oh, crikey, you know, some good gear can be expensive, but it's kind of worth it when you're day in, day out on the same stuff and walking a long way. But other than that, I don't think I'd change anything. I'd still do my random, we'll just see where I end up and see where I end up staying. No, I'll take that back. There's one thing I probably would have done a little bit more differently, and I think that is sometimes you have a little inner voice going, it's time for me to walk by myself. And sometimes I'm a little bit too polite, and this didn't happen with you and I, Kate, just so you're aware. This definitely didn't happen with us, but sometimes I'm a little bit too polite to take those moments, and I think perhaps I should have, you know.
Because it is a nice balance with conversation and then having that inner landscape going on.
Yeah, it is. And that inner reflection. And for me, that stuff's really important. I'm quite an introvert, so I do enjoy my own thought and my own what's going on, and I like my quiet moments as well. And I think that's what I also loved about us walking. We had that balance. Clearly we can both talk quite a bit, but there was times where we just didn't talk at all. But that wasn't a problem. You didn't need to fill those silences or those gaps. You know, you just went on your way, and
we were comfortable with the silence.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, we were definitely well matched, I thought. So it's such a joy to be able to talk with you again. I feel like I've known you much longer, you know, than that day that we talked on the Camino. You see life kind of similar, I guess, in many ways.
Yeah, indeed. Well, thank you so much for having me, and thank you so much for pushing me, well, not pushing me, but finding the time so that we could actually talk about this again, because it brings up all those great memories and you know, that real, I don't know, that feeling of just invigoration that you get from when you've been walking and reminiscing on those great moments.
Well, we certainly can do it again. Here in the area where I live, there's an Asheville Pilgrims, American Pilgrims on the Camino group, and some of them meet every week to talk Camino. And there's
a
month at REI, because people do like not only processing their own experience, but they enjoy helping others who are preparing. And so it's kind of amazing.
Yes.
And many people do go back time and time again, like the woman you mentioned.
Oh, look, you know, after my first walk, I was well and truly bitten by the Camino bug. You know, I just had this urge. And that second walk was, I just got to a point that had been in the back of my mind all of 2018. And I think I only booked 5 weeks before I went. I was like, no, I've just got to do this. I really have to. And
Well, let's stay in touch. And who knows, maybe our paths will cross again, or we'll walk together on the Camino again sometime.
Maybe we will. I would look forward to that, Kate. I really would.
I would too. So, but anyway, for today, I thank you so much for joining me on the podcast and sharing your experiences. It's been great talking with you, Caroline.
It was lovely talking to you again, Kate, too. Thank you. Thank you so much.
You've been listening to part 3 of my conversation with Caroline Oxford. If you would like information about the online course I'm creating about walking the Camino in 6 days, please visit my website, conversationswithkate.net, and sign up for free lesson guides. That way you'll also receive my monthly updates and will be among the first people to have access to the course. Thanks to Aaron Burdett for our music. This is Kate. Remember that every day is a gift. I'm honored that you spent some of your precious time with me. Thank you for listening. Until next time.